wrapping Flib in the cloak they had used as a blanket, the sensible little mole maid forced the flask between her patient's lips, administering the blackberry wine.
Yurikov, see if we can make some fire to keep this in warm.
This was an absolute joy to Guffy, who as a Dibbon had been prohibited by Redwall elders from ever playing with fire. He found flint and an old knife blade in the pack. Chuckling to himself, he set about his task, piling up dried leaves and grass.
We'll make Miss Fib a good old blaze.
True to his word, Guffy soon had a big fire burning. Gherchin stopped him from piling on more fuel.
You rascal! I never asked thee to set all the woodlands ablaze. I only want a little fire, enough to keep Flib warmed.
When they had a respectable-sized campfire, all three sat by it, the moles either side of Flib. The gouse and maid still seemed very distant, rocking slightly as she stared fixedly into the flames. Gherchin tried to elicit some response by chatting to her.
You wouldn't warm now, ma'am? I spec thee girt worry a mole bees are coming back soonly.
Guffy began thrusting a twig into the fire. He liked playing with the flames. Gherchin warned him.
Play with fire and he'll burn yourself.
Almost as she said it, the burning twig broke, dropping a glowing red fragment onto the little mole's paw. He yelped, hopping about and beating at himself.
Sure, the young'uns never listen, do they? I was same as his age. Thought I knew it all, so I did.
None of the trio had noticed the waterfall. She had appeared from nowhere and was seated by the fire warming her paws. Grabbing Guffy, she dabbed his paw with some damp moss, nattering away conversationally.
There now, you little scallywag. That'll teach you to play with fire. What's wrong with your friend the shrew there? Is she in some kind of old trance?
Gherchin answered the question by asking one of her own.
Well, ma'am, who might you be? Where did he come from?
The water vole was an amiable-looking beast, with thick glossy fur, a chubby face and a blunt snout. She wore an old tattered shawl pulled about her ears like a hood. Leaning forward on a knobbly hawthorn stick, she introduced herself.
Asher, I'm no beast of any importance at all. Mumzilla O'Chubbacutch is me given title, though I wouldn't consider myself offended if you called me Mumsy. Now, me darling, what do they call you?
Gherchin rose, performing a small curtsy.
I be's Gherchin. Eem little rascal be's Guffy, and her's Flib. We'm waiting for our good friend to come back here. He me mole worry, ma'am.